But let's welcome in Maddie Stewart. Hello to you, Maddie.
G'day, Gareth. It was I'm still tingling, to be honest. Yeah. And it's not because I'm on RSN Central. It was the quake.
Can you describe where you were?
Sitting here where I am now, what are we, 8 floors up, and yeah. I thought it was the CFMEU thugs rattling the building, but I soon realised it wasn't them. And Mikey Velasaris and I looked at each other, you know, that look you give each other when you think, this could be it, you know, what do we need to tell each other?
I think we've got the audio from when we're on air, when the earthquake hit Melbourne. Roll it, Mikey.
I guess I understand why it is the case, but it's certainly not an ideal situation. Interested to see what listeners... Gee, we've just got a... We just had an earth tremor.
Oh, wow. I'm feeling it here. We're in Beaumaris. Are we having an earthquake?
We are having an earthquake. This building is absolutely shaking.
Jesus. We're having a... This is a really big earthquake.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you go.
All right, our house is absolutely...
Well,
You were cool, calm and collected until the very end.
And guess where I went first? Straight to the lift. And I went down the lift. Everyone else here was way too brave. I was the only one who went to the lift, and I spilled out onto the street, and every person in every high-rise building had done exactly the same and had spilled out onto the street. So it was really scary. But as you say, the epicentre was Mansfield, and I had a chat to Gerald Egan this morning, just after it happened. He said, I was having a cup of tea. And he said, the cup of tea nearly hopped off the table, and they've got a lot of old buildings, but no damage. And Dean, the guy you referred to, Dean Bell, is actually the publican of the Delatite Hotel up there, which is 150 years old. And he also runs a 120-year-old cafe. So I think the old bricks and mortar might have saved the day, but he said it was truly scary. But he's going to have a chat to us in a moment anyway, yeah.
We'll catch up now with Lee Jordan, of course, the GM of racing at the VRC, because they've got their big midweek meeting for the year at Flemington this afternoon. Good morning to you, Lee.
Hey, Gareth. The reports are that Matty did a George Costanza and knocked the lady and the receptionist on the way to the lift.
The vision that was going through my head when I did just that was I've turned into George Costanza.
It would have been interesting to have a camera there at the VRC. Lee, where were you when the earthquake hit?
I was in the office looking down the street and, Neil Wilson, our chairman, and Steve Rossich, CEO, are in the office, and I haven't seen a look on their face like that for a while. And it was rocking and rolling, the office. But pleased to know that Liam's boys have been all around the track and checked the track, and there's no issues at all. We've been through the horse stall area, no issues with grandstands. Any of the buildings and fixtures, so we're all okay. Electrical, everything's fine, and I know a quick check around our stables as well. Nothing, no issues there as well. So, yeah, we did all feel it, but we're all ready to go. No issues here at Flemington.
Did the staff? Did they do what we did? Was there a bit of an urge to spill out onto the out of the buildings, despite their the solid nature of them, lethal?
Look, there's only a few of us in here, Matt, because it's race day, so it was just more bewilderment actually looking at each other thinking, what's going on here? But no, unlike you, we didn't, rush to the lift and knock people over and do any of that. So, all fine. But, it's going to be a great day out here today. The fields are good. Track spot on with Liam. Soft five, he's predicting probably, an upgrade into the good four, so... should be really good. And we've got our Oaks preview and Derby preview. Those winners go straight into those grand finals over Cup Week. And they're really good, strong field. So it's a great day.
I guess when you first started in this racing game in administration, Leo, was there any protocols or guidelines to tell you what you do if there is an earthquake in the morning and what protocols you have to follow after that to make sure that the meeting can go ahead?
I think it's just sit, relax, be calm, and just, as I said, we've gone through all the measures and make sure the track's fine for starters to make sure the horses are running on a top surface and there's no issues with that. And also, I suppose, from my point of view, you turn to the horse stall area to make sure that's where they're all housed for the day, that there's no issues there, and also mounting yard, et cetera. So from a horse equine welfare perspective, everything's A1. And I know all the guys have checked, as I said, checked all the grandstands and the buildings and all our connections, et cetera, so everyone will be able to watch the races and hear them, so there's no issues there. And then, and I said, well, we've got 18 trainers here and about 600 horses housed in the training facility. So obviously a quick check around there to make sure that, everything's okay, because there's obviously very valuable horse flesh and we obviously want to make sure that they're all okay and all our trainers and staff are fine. So All good, I can report.
It's been a big 24 hours with those COVID shutdowns of four stables at Flemington, which we're on top of course, after you discussed that with Michael Falgate. The earthquake, but we're ready to go for the racing this afternoon. Do you have a winner for us, Lee?
Yeah, as you said, COVID isolation, earthquakes. Yeah. And then on, I don't mind footlights in the Derby. I know the connections are pretty confident. And I must admit, Gunner Dance a Lot won the Briley pretty impressively. And I think earlier this morning he was 8-1 or 10-1. I don't know if he's still those odds, but she looks pretty impressive as well. So I'll stick with those two, Gareth.
All right, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
Good on you, Lee.
There's Lee, Jordan, Matty. I think we'll head out to Mansfield now.
Oh, up to Mansfield. And why do weird things always happen on people's birthdays? It's Dean Bell's birthday today, and he's also the owner of the Delatite Hotel and a cafe, and they're two of the oldest buildings in Mansfield, and I think they're still standing. How are you, Dean?
Look, it, as somebody said, it's going to be a memorable one, you know. It, we're just lucky that we can, you know, with everything that's been happening, that we can still have a smile on the dial.
Can you explain what happened there, Dean, when the earthquake hit?
Look, I've travelled around the world over the many years and all the rest of it, and I've been through kind of, you know, those little snap shocks and that little shudder that, you know, somebody experiences. But this was one where I kind of went, hold on a moment, what the hell is going on here? And literally, you know, I was at home at that particular moment, and the walls and everything started moving, and and then I turned around. This big mirror that I've got on the wall fell off, and luckily didn't break, because I thought I don't need any more bad luck after this last 2 years. And it really was, you know, the kind of the thing out of the movies with stuff moving. And then I got raced into the cafe, because our cafe in the main street, the building's, you know, 120 years old, and the pub, as you were saying, 150 years old. And they're kind of pretty solid. But speaking to my kitchen crew here this morning, they had, you know, little lightweight pans and things flying off the shelves and bouncing off the stove, and they weren't sure which way to reach.
Dean, there was some damage in South Yarra in Chapel Street here. I know it's not long since it's happened, but is there any sense around town whether there's been any damage caused because you were in the epicentre?
Well, yeah, look, I saw those photos of the place that lost its awning and the bricks down in Chapel Street. But fortunately, at this point in time, I haven't gone for a drive around town yet. We've been just a little bit frantic. We're just dealing with aftermath and getting all the team, everyone settled down again. I haven't gone around, so it'll be interesting to note, you know, when we do go around and check some of the older places. You know, there's a big old convent, the Arlesburg now. Now, that's another old building and heightened manner. So there'll be a few people going around and doing the checks for cracks and things dropping off, whatever. So time will tell. It'll be a bit of a run around today as everyone does the check.
Well, hopefully your birthday gets a little bit better, Dean, but we appreciate that update, mate. Yeah, it's a day that we won't forget, the 22nd of September. We wish you the best of luck, and hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Well, statistically, we've done it now, so that's one that's kind of off the tick list.
Well, when Dean celebrates his 180th birthday, the next one might come around. Hey, good on you, Dean. Look forward to coming up and having a beer at some point, as long as the bar's not shaking.
Okay. Well, you'll end up with a little bit of a kind of a shaking head.
Yeah, nice frothy head on the beer, actually. There's a positive in everything, isn't there? Good on you, Dean.
Okay, cheers.
Oh, gee. Well, he's a jolly earthquake survivor, Gareth.
He is. I was just got a few text messages coming through. I think that the Corstons have got a property near Mansfield as well. So there's reports there that the earthquake hit that property just near Mansfield. And yeah, so it's an interesting day, Matty. And there's stories coming through from everybody around the state, even from as far as Adelaide and also up there in Sydney. Adrian Bott was on with Michael Falgate saying that he felt the earthquake as well.
It's amazing how instant the news is too these days with social media. Like within 30 seconds of it happening, you sort of had a total grasp of how it had affected different parts of the eastern seaboard. And Gerald Egan said he was sitting there having a cup of tea, and he said the horses really reacted. And I know there was a couple of staff members in his I reckon he's got a shed that's older than the Delatite Hotel. Yeah. And a couple of staff members were standing in there looking at each other going, I think we better get out of the shed. So
I made a few phone calls to some friends in New Zealand, and especially around the Christchurch region. And we all know how devastating earthquakes have been in that part of the world. But I got on to Mickey Guerin as well. And Mickey was there when Christchurch had their big earthquake nearly over a decade ago. I think it was 7.3 on the Richter scale, that earthquake. Yep. And I was asking him, because I said, do you go back into your building? What about the aftershocks? And he goes, well, basically the first earthquake that when it hits you, it's the strongest one. And then you might have some aftershocks after that. But he was telling us that in Christchurch, they've had 3,000 odd little earthquakes since that earthquake more than 10 years ago. And if it's a 4 or 5 Richter scale earthquake, they don't even think anything of it these days in New Zealand. But yeah, it scared everybody here in Melbourne and around Victoria. There's no doubt about that. Well, we'll keep updating people on the situation here in Melbourne. There's riots as well. So lucky Flemington is on. Hopefully can back a few winners, Matty. Thanks for that, mate.
No worries, mate. And just a reminder that the appeals of Ben Mellum and Ethan Brown are today, so we'll learn their fate, read the false and misleading evidence and the success or otherwise of their appeals over the 3 months.
Good on you, Matty. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Matty Stewart there. We'll take a quick break here on RSN Central, 0416 905052, to join the conversation. Tell us the story where you were when this earthquake hit. And when we return, we'll catch up as well. They're back for the final time this year. Michael Barlow and Dylan Buckley, of course, thanks to Oz Equipment Rentals with their footy fix on a Wednesday.